WBEZ is supported by the Gynecology Research Lab at Endeavor Health. Period pain affects millions of people. Researchers want to learn from those experiencing period pain. The NIH-funded study wants to know whether a common over-the-counter medication can reduce period pain over time. Compensation is available. Learn more at cureperiodpain.org.
Happy Tuesday, Chicago. I'm Indy Kara, and I'm filling in for Aaron today. This is The Rundown. When you think of college classes, general chemistry or a cool art history class might come to mind. But at Spoon River College in Macomb, you could also register for cannabis horticulture. My colleague Alex Degman reports that cannabis-oriented programs are popping up at schools across the state. There's a big demand right now for workers. Tim O'Haron is chief operating officer of Nature's Grace and Wellness, which is in Vermont, Illinois. His company gave $100,000 to Spoon River to help offset the cost of that class. And O'Haron says he looks seriously when job candidates have that extra education.
It demonstrates a lot to us. A, the person is specifically seeking out a job in cannabis and have a degree of, you know, passion and interest in the field.
Some other schools with cannabis education include Western Illinois University, Joliet Junior College, and the City Colleges of Chicago. The Lawndale Christian Legal Center works to keep young people out of the prison system. And they've been asking people for years what might have prevented their arrest. The first answer is usually housing. My colleague Patrick Smith reports that a partnership between Lawndale Christian and the Chicago Low Income Housing Trust Fund is trying to address that housing need by paying the rent of people who have been in jail. But they've been having a tough time getting landlords to participate, so they're hosting a summit today. Matthew McFarland is a vice president at Lawndale Christian.
We want property owners to meet people and make decisions based on what they perceive our client's character is, as opposed to a mugshot.
At the forum, landlords will hear stories from recently arrested people who need homes. A full day of kindergarten could soon be a requirement in Illinois. My colleague Susie Ahn reports that an Illinois Senate committee will discuss whether to make that a mandate today. Currently, schools need to provide at least a half day of kindergarten. But data from the Illinois State Board of Education shows 79% of kindergarten classes in the state are full day, and advocates say they want that for all children. The State House already passed a measure to require districts to provide a full day of kindergarten by the start of the 2027 school year. But opponents worry that underfunded districts will struggle to meet the mandate. The measure does allow for districts to request an extension to implement the change. And now some quick hits before the weather. Chicago has a poet laureate. Mayor Lori Lightfoot named Avery R. Young as the city's first laureate. Young is an award-winning composer, teacher, visual artist, and producer, and co-director for the Floating Museum Art Collective. My colleague Lauren Frost actually brought Young to WBEZ last year to read a poem from the anthology Wherever I'm At. Check that out on our website at WBEZ.org. The Chicago Tribune reports that a number of households are relocating or already have relocated to Illinois in search of a safer environment for the LGBTQ community. A local real estate agent told the Trib relocations really picked up after Roe v. Wade was overturned because it left people worried about marriage equality. Many people are moving here from states that have slashed protections around abortions and limited the rights of the LGBTQ community. Closing arguments are continuing today in the ComEd trial. That's the federal bribery trial of four former ComEd executives. Lawyers for the defendants have said that prosecutors didn't prove that former House Speaker Michael Madigan helped ComEd and that they're on a mission to convict Madigan, but that the four defendants are, quote, collateral damage. Some national news. Today, President Joe Biden announced that he's running for re-election. The Associated Press reports President Biden asked voters to give him more time to, quote, finish the job and to set aside concerns around his age. Biden would be 86 years old by the end of his second term. In weather news, I woke up to the sound of rain early this morning, but those rain showers should clear up by mid-morning. It'll be cloudy and gray the rest of the afternoon. Temperatures are supposed to peak around 44 degrees, dropping to the high 30s overnight. That's it for The Rundown today. I'm Indy Kara. Thanks for listening.